Barrier trial seems to be a lot of the talk at the moment, and just after 9 o'clock this morning, it's going to be Chautauqua, the one-time best sprinter in this country going around. It was a disappointing campaign last time for Chautauqua. I don't know what we'll actually learn from the barrier trial, Brad Davidson. Good morning to you, mate, but sort of just one of those really intriguing gallopers.
Yeah, good morning, TK and Berkey and everyone listening. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Like you said, things didn't exactly go to plan for Chautauqua last preparation, but Wayne Hawks is on Sky Thoroughbred Essential on Friday night and said he'd come back and he's looking at $1 million. So really interested to see how he trials this morning. You're normally just giving a nice soft
yeah.
out, but looks a pretty good heat, doesn't it? Egg Tart Fox play among the competitors in that heat, or you know, horses to line up in the heat as well. And of course, in heat 10 a bit later, that's heat 5. But later in the morning, we're going to see Esther Jarb. It's third Golden Slipper favourite at the moment, and Gong's 2 from 2 as well. So yeah, all eyes on Warwick Farm this morning as a few of the stars step out towards the autumn.
We're talking about that Golden Slipper, the latest 2-year-olds. They're starting to step up.
They are, and you know, we'll see if there's a new batch of competitors this weekend in this race 2 at Randwick. Of course, you've got Legend of Condor as the favourite. He returns after winning his only start last preparation. He's your 350 favourite. And heard Andrew Bensley tweet that he spoke to Joe Ryan and said he couldn't have worked any better and expecting to be in the Golden Slipper picture after Saturday. But there's been some good money with Tab for this Tchaikovsky, a first starter for number 9 here, first starter, I believe, with James Harron Bloodstock, also on the slipper a few years ago with Capitalist, and it's been 11 to the 650s, trial quite well. I know it's caught the eye of several trial watchers, so he's drawn nicely there for Glenn Schofield. And Exceltic, the other one that we must mention, he's, you know, he was well back to beat performer on debut, and the race just didn't work out. They walked and he didn't have his chance from the back, so he gets in a race with a bit more tempo here and might be the sharp improver as well.
We all love a Pinot, mate, whether it's a Pinot Gris or a Pinot Noir. What's happening with the VRC Oaks winner?
Yeah, Adrian Bott had a chat to Andrew Bensley yesterday and suggested she's still enjoying the paddock at the moment. So it looks like a very light autumn for Pinot. So I'm not sure if she'll be heading towards those sort of Oaks, so she might miss those. And I think they sort of seem to be targeting the bigger staying races in the spring with her, so maybe giving her a nice break. She might be back for a few races, but still enjoying the paddock at the moment. Suggests to me that I doubt she'll be there come the Oaks in April. But, yeah, it's going to be a good race nonetheless. Lover Lover is a filly that's been really catching the eye of a lot of trials lately. She's right in the market, of course, with Aloisa as well. And there's a few roughies there that can pop up and put their names in light in the next few months as well. And, you know, if you can stay as a 3-year-old filly, you're half a chance in the next week.
Brad, if she's still in the paddock, Pino, how's she get back for the autumn?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just reading between the lines. If she's still in the paddock, it might only be come in and just do a bit of work. I'm not 100% sure there, but yeah, she's still enjoying the paddock at the moment. It's getting quite late, isn't it? In February, they normally need sort of 8-10 weeks at least training before you kick off. So, yeah, not sure. We'll see what weight and play out there.
Now, who's looking favourite for the Light Fingers Stakes at Randwick on Saturday?
It's all about Aloisa, the Godolphin filly. She's back and saw her. It's a dominant winner last time in Group 1 company over the mile. And, yeah, she's $1.85. The bookie's taking no chances with her first up. Of course, her only trial was very impressive. And she's a filly that's one of the best moving horses in Australia. She just covers the ground so well. And, I'd be really interested to see what she can do. I was hoping the bookies would go up 230, 240. I'd be happy to back of there, but $1.85, they're not being too generous there, but you can't blame them. She looks a very promising filly in for another great campaign, and you expect it to be very hard to beat in the Light Fingers Stakes. Of course, Melody Bell adds a bit of interest from New Zealand, bolted in over there in Group 3 company recently, so she adds a bit of competition there, but Elise drawn well in Barrier 4 for Glenn Schofield. You'd think hard to beat and continue the recent run for Godolphin.
Brad, you and Adam Pengelly combined for a winner yesterday. You got any thoughts today?
Yeah, look, I don't have any tips because I haven't had a chance to do the meeting properly. I was out at Warwick Farm yesterday and started to get into the form for Canterbury and Randwick. But I will mention one. I've had a little spec. I just didn't want to put it out as a tip just because I don't like doing that if I haven't had done the form on the whole race. But I did like the trial of race 5, number 2 at Dubbo, Luckenbach, Texas, its name is. If you go watch the trial of Musselbrook, Nicholas Perrott rode it in this race, and I tell you, he was almost pulled out of the saddle from just holding the horse back to the field. He really looked like he had plenty of horse underneath him, and he looks to have plenty of ability. He can be a bit tardy out, but I think if it jumps with them today around the $6 mark, if you're looking for one, I've had a little speck just off that trial. But as I said, for reasons for not doing the whole race, I didn't want to sort of tip and shop.
Sure.
But, race 5, number 2 at Dubbo.
Okay, but if you've got a little bit of lunch money left over.
Exactly.
Race 5.
To play with and you want to have a little interest today, race 5, number 2.
Yeah. Why have lunch when you can never bet? Race 5, number 2. Of course, bet responsibly.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course,
dinner.
Of course.
You can have dinner. Imagine the dinner you could have if it got home.
I tell you what, you have a good dinner if you got on Liverpool at the moment. 3-0 against FC Porto as well in their Champions League match.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Davidson there with his thoughts. As he said, he's not tipping it. He's just a little bit of a watch.
Hinting.
You can have a little interest if you like. No one's forcing you.
Yeah.
Race 5, number 2 there.